Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots of you will be aware that relatively recently, a couple of weeks ago, the US, he's not the Defence Secretary, is he the Secretary of War now, as they call him, Pete Hegseth, he declared war on fat generals. So we declared war on Henry McKean, and we asked him to do the army fitness test here with the Defence Forces at home to find out how hard it is. Henry, how did you get on?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not a fat general. I'm just fat. But
You know, Henry, I've told you before, you're big boned.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for clarifying that. So yeah, I put on my gym gear. I basically was joined just by pure chance by a real boot camp expert, Sergeant Joe Mead. Some years ago, he actually helped me lose 5 stone. So I was down in Cattle Brewer Barracks in Rathmines, quite near News Talk headquarters. And basically, we wanted to see, could I pass the annual Defence Forces fitness test? And I am in a running club. I'm now actually in Skerry's AC.
Excellent.
I was doing couch to 5K, but I dropped out. So I'm trying. I don't know what happened, but I'll keep trying. And basically, you're right. The minister, or you could say the Secretary of War, wants to get rid of fat generals, wants to get rid of woke policies and overweight members of the US military. He's urging them to basically get in shape or resign. Here is Pete lecturing the top brass generals from the American Army.
It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a 4-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And that's why today, at my direction, the era of unprofessional appearance is over. No more beardos. The era of rampant and ridiculous shaving profiles is done. Simply put, if you do not meet the male level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position. Or a new profession.
There you are. The pognophobic Pete Hegseth there, obviously. No more beardos. What did the Defence Forces here get you to do?
Well, I did a BMI test. So they took my weight, they took my height, and then they were going to get out that special metal thing to basically look at the folds of fat. But they didn't bring me to a room to do that skin fold test. And then there was the warm-up. The actual warm-up was quite hard, which surprisingly...
Oh, that's a poor sign.
And they had a great gym.
It's not a great sign of things to come when you're puffing and panting in the warm-up.
And, you know, I am determined to actually pass this fitness test. You know, I thought that stamina and just energy stored up in my body for the lack of exercise would get me through, and this is exactly what we tried to do. And the Defence Forces got me to take the fitness test. But before that, when we got to have a chat with actual members of the Defence Forces, including a reality TV star from the Traitors. And we start with Captain Michael Crawley, 2 Brigade Physical Education Officer.
So today we're going to go through what we call our annual fitness test. It's done on an annual basis for all ranks, so every 12 months. All the guys behind you here have to go through this process. And it's effectively determined that they're fit and healthy enough to do the job, which is obviously a rigorous and robust role that they do. It's broken up into several parts. So today we'll be going through part 1 and 2. Part 1 being the initial screening, which will do height and weight. We'll also calculate BMI. We will then do the LME test, or the local muscle endurance test, which is push-ups and sit-ups. We will also then move on to the 3.2K cardiovascular test, which is a run, 3.2K run. These tests are scaled based on age, and the minimum standard is different for every age. So for yourself, Henry, your minimum standard, or a grade 4 as we call it, would be different to some of the guys here based on their age. There are several age categories, the youngest one being 17 to 29, and then we have 60 plus as well. And we do regularly see people from all age groups participating because they have to. It's a requirement of their job. The third part, which we do the day after, we do the parts I already described here, is called our part 3. And that's called a 10-kilometer terrain walk. And that's done in full uniform with carrying our battle vest and our day sack. And the weight that the guys are expected to carry, or they are required to carry, is 14 kilos.
My name is Ben Power, and I keep fit through sports and just keep myself busy and all like that. Just, you know, trying to get out of the room and all that, you know what I mean? But mainly just sports and the boxing with the battalion as well is a good way of keeping fit.
So boxing, that's a great way. And how old are you?
I'm 21.
How do you keep fit?
Combination of circuit training, runs, hikes, and just general gym work.
So I'm just looking at you, and for the listeners at home, you're fit as a fiddle?
Yeah, I try to be, yeah.
And how old are you?
36.
And then just do a bit of running with some weight on my back as well.
Dad's also a boxing coach, you know, it's kind of like the whole family's in that sort of stuff like so.
Your dad is a boxing coach?
Yeah.
How's it going? Ben Donahue. Yeah, again, training through the units, training in the army, do a bit of high rocks, and then training for half marathons, marathons.
And also perhaps some running around the grounds of Slane Castle.
Yeah,
in the traitors.
A bit of that, yeah, a bit of that. Not sure I got fit out of that, but yeah, that helped me.
Daily training, day in, day out, and do my own training on the outside and get up the mountains every time I can.
Up the mountains?
Yeah. Just do a few hikes, a few rucks.
So I was a strength and conditioning coach for a couple of years before I came into the army. So I also train outside a lot of rucking. So because I'm from Wicklow, I'm close to the mountains.
Up the mountains?
Get up and around the mountains, yeah, it's good fun.
Ah, oh, Ben from the Traders sneaking in there, Henry, amongst all of the others. So you had to do a press-up test and a sit-up test initially. How'd you get on?
Well, push-up or press-up, I always get them muddled up. I think they're the same thing. I'm pretty sure they are. You know, I started well. The push-ups, I started really well. Here is Corporal Gary McKenzie.
Keep going, Henry. 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, that was so hard. We just did. Was it 24 or 25?
25.
25 press-ups. Did I pass the first section?
Yeah. You got a grade 3 in the first
grade section. Grade 3.
What did you get?
You got 25. Oh.
25. Brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Go take a seat for me, catch your breath.
We're going to get there. We're going to pass this test. So, Captain Michael, what's next?
So, Henry, we're still doing the LME test, okay? So we have our sit-ups now. So you completed the first part of the LME test, which is the push-ups, and you got a grade 3, so fantastic. You're now going to do your sit-up test here as well.
So I do have spasms in my belly, so we're going to try.
And we'll be successful as well. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, go.
Jesus, this is tough.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the pen?
Here.
I'm trying. Okay, here we go.
30 seconds.
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
No,
we're
you can't jolt your hips.
Okay, here we go.
Keep your hands on your quads, Henry. Don't shake them off. Stop.
How did I get on there?
You got zero.
I got zero. I couldn't reach. Yeah, I couldn't reach.
Your feet.
The belly.
Your feet were coming off the ground. Your hands weren't cupping your knees. Yeah. The whole idea of this is your feet can't come off the ground.
Yeah.
Your hands must come to the knee. It's a core exercise for
a reason. There's no core there.
Yeah, it has to be core.
Just big max.
Yeah, that's all.
So like with that, I mean, Captain, in the Defence Forces, you know, if we were in some sort of war zone or perhaps a peacekeeping duty, me not being able to do them, me failing that part of the exercise, it's not good, is it?
Yeah, we would say from that, that's an indication to us that you're probably not at a particular level of fitness that we could stand over and say you're operationally fit to deploy to an overseas mission, whatever it may be. So it wouldn't be good, but again, it's not detrimental.
Okay, not detrimental, but you're not operationally fit to deploy. What happened after the push-up and the press-ups and the sit-ups and the what have you?
No, what I will say, Corporal Gary tried to make me get my fingers all the way up my knees, and I had to hit his biro, and I just couldn't do it. It was so hard, and you can probably hear it in my voice. It was exhausting. It was The hardest thing, you could say a modified type sit-up. It was difficult, and I know I'm making excuses. It was time for the two-mile run around the grounds of the barracks, and 2 miles is about 3.2 kilometres. And I had to do it in under 19 minutes. And I know you're thinking, Kieran, that's an absolute doddle. I would be able to do that, no problem. And you probably would, by the way, you're invited to try and do a test, if you're interested.
3.2K in under 19 minutes.
If I did that, let's just see how we get on. Here is Captain Michael.
6 minutes per kilometre or so.
I know, it's totally doable. But
it's a fast walk.
It was hot. It was a sunny.
12 degrees outside. It was sunny. Hot. It was get out of it, sunny, will you?
A sunny afternoon in Dublin. Captain Michael Crawley and Ben Donoghue from the Traitors again.
It's a 3.2K run. And it's a max effort. It's an individual test as well, like the push-ups and the sit-ups. Again, like the push-ups and the sit-ups, there's a minimum standard that you have to meet based on your age. So for you, Henry, it's a grade 4, which is a pass. That's 19 minutes. And then your grade 1, if you feel like you can piece yourself around here to get it, is 16:01. Okay. We do it inside here at the confines of Colibri Barracks, but we also do it throughout the brigade as well in different units. For this particular run, it's 2.5 laps. So you're starting just outside the gym here, and you're going to finish after doing the 2.5 laps outside the officer's mess. And I'll be at the finish line, and I call out your times as you come through then as well.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's do it.
He's ready to go.
3, 2, 1, go.
So we've started this. We're going to run around the barracks. We've got to keep running, and hopefully I can just about get this. Okay, we're coming up on the first lap. I admit, I'm struggling to do this in time. But I'm gonna try. Okay, we'll keep going. Okay, they're going into the third lap now. I am struggling. Ben, how am I doing?
You're doing brilliant, yeah. We just step it out now and we try to get in on time, yeah. You're doing brilliant. So long, keep it going.
Keep going. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Yes.
Go, 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 go! Get it up there. Come on, let's go!
Come on. Get it all the way to the end. Come on.
Guys, thank you so much. Ben, come over here. Hi. Want to die. I am struggling with trying to get into this event. Ben, how did I do?
What did you get?
20:41, yeah? I just missed it by seconds. Seconds.
You gave it everything you have, and that's all we can ask for. We were pushing you along the way. Every bit that we were giving you, you were pushing it out, and that's all you can ask for.
You were all amazing.
Yeah, so good stuff, Henry. Fair play. Well done.
I need a glass of water. I forgot.
I think you need
water.
More than that.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
20 minutes, 41 seconds. 1 minute, 41 over the time limit, Henry. So you failed, did you?
Yeah, so overall, 25 press-ups, grade 3 pass, push-up fail on the 3.2-kilometre run, over 21 minutes, a fail. Overall score, grade 6, grade 4 for my age, 47, is the minimum to pass. And I've been asked to come back and redo it. And I just want to thank them all. They were so supportive.
Yeah, we have everyone a great video, I should forces. Say, up. If you go to News Talk on social media, on at News Talk FM on Instagram, you'll find it there. They were very, very supportive of you, Henry. They gave you every help possible.
They were hugely. And I just want to say the Defence Forces have been disappointed twice this week. Jim Gavin and now me. And I just want to apologize.
Wow, okay.
But what I will say...
Former member of Jim Gavin.
Do,
and not future member, it sounds like, Henry McKean.
Do think about joining the Defence Forces. And I think we need to support them so much more.
Henry, thank you very, very much. Henry McKean there with his attempt at the Defence Forces, the Army Fitness Test in particular.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.